Okay, good evening. In today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Zayin, so the Gemara discusses using a tikk of a Sefer Torah, a bag or of a, I guess a bag that carries a Sefer Torah, and are you allowed to move? Are you allowed to carry? You're taking the Sefer Torah. You're saving it from a fire. There's a fire that's burning, and you're going in the house with the tikk, and you're carrying out the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says, even if there's money inside the tikk in the bag, so you're carrying the Sefer Torah and the money, so you're not holding the money directly. So that's not a problem. And isn't the bag a basis l'davar aser, but the bag is like a base for the money. So we hold that a basis l'davar aser is also aser, that a base is also forbidden. And the Gemara says, no, because the tikk is a basi sadavra aser veha mutar. The bag serves as a base. It's holding both the money and the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah is considered more chashiv, more important than the money. So for the base becomes essentially the base of the permitted object and not the forbidden object. And that's always a question, halacha, if you have two things, what's considered the permitted and what's the forbidden? The classic example, on a table, you have both challah and you have the candlestick. So poskim all assume that the challah is more important than the candlesticks, because the candlesticks are buses to the fire. So you would be allowed to move the Shabbos table. The reason is, for example, the Chayyadim says, is because the lechem nitzachol l'suda Shabbos, that the bread is necessary for the Shabbos meal. And he says, between the ner versus the lechem, what's more important? Would you rather have ambiance? Would you have food? You'd rather have the lechem, you'd rather have the food. And they also ask, the poskim also ask, what if it's between... Let's say you want to move the table at some point. So let's say, okay, so you can put the challahs on the table together with the candlesticks. So the table becomes a basis to the challah and the candlesticks. What about instead of the challah, you put some kisvei kodesh, you put some svarim on? Are the svarim considered more chashiv than the ner? And so that's a discussion. And the Shvus Yitzchak writes that he wants to say from our Gemara, which mentions the tikka sefer, the sefer and the money, so kisvei kodesh is also considered more chashiv. And so he argues that all kisvei kodesh are considered more chashiv than the nero. So just like you can bring challah together with on the table together with the candlesticks, then you can move the table because the table is considered a basis for the challah, so too this would be the case with the kisvei hakodesh. However, but not everyone agrees. Rabbi Yashiv writes, it's not appropriate to do that. You shouldn't denigrate the kisvei hakodesh to put it on the table merely in order to move the table. You're denigrating the kisvei kodesh. In other words, you want to put a piece of challah on there, some challah, so that's fine. But you really shouldn't put the kisvei kodesh. It seems that everyone holds that challah, that lechem definitely works. Kisvei HaKodesh, there's some discussion, and it seems most posts would say it's permitted, but Yashiv is not so comfortable that you should be, he thinks it's a bizayun to the Kisvei Kodesh. So if you have the option and you want to move the table, it's better to use the challah as opposed to the Kisvei Kodesh.